This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Moshe Reitport in honor of their son Meir that was born to them. The learning of the Dvar Torah is a zchus Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min Hametzar el Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the inyan of recognizing the enemy, the Yetzer Hara. Chazal say that the Yetzer Hara does not suddenly try to tempt a person to commit great avedis, rather he does so in stages. At first, the Yetzer Hara says to do one thing, and then pushes further, and eventually tries talking the person into serving Avodah Zarah. The Friedrich Rebbe explained that the Yetzer Hara may even begin by agreeing to the mitzvahs being done, asei kach, but rationalizes and limits the extent of their fulfillment. He encourages one to watch his health, be normal, and find favor in the eyes of others, and brings proofs and explanations for all his claims. This cools a person and enables the Yetzer Hara to push him further into actually committing avedis. Chazal say that throughout one's entire life, one should not rely on his righteousness, for Yochanan Kohen Gadol served 80 years in the Beis HaMikdash and then became a tzaduki, strayed from the Torah way. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes that a person must always be wary of the Yetzer Hara. For even when one forgets about the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara does not forget about him. He acts like a friend, but is really trying to completely destroy him. A chassid once met a troop of soldiers returning from a victorious battle loaded with plenty of spoils. The chassid told them, "Now be prepared for the real war." Surprised, they asked him to explain. "The war of the Yetzer Hara when you celebrate the spoils," he clarified. The Friedrich Rebbe related, "As a child, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, taught me Tanya, explaining in depth how a chassidish child must change himself. At that time, we learned the letter of the Alter Rebbe, in which he strongly warns his chassidim not to scorn those yidden who have fought them or raised themselves above them." My father explained, "The Nefesh HaBahamis convinces a person that such behavior comes from Midos Tovos Dikdusha, being proud of his service of Hashem, and thus fools him into regressing further and further." The Rebbe Rashab related what he had heard in a yechidus with his father, the Rebbe Maharash. The Yetzer Hara, though called an animal, can at times act slyly and clothe itself in the guise of a straightforward, humble tzaddik, requiring one to use much cleverness to uncover its tricks. The Yetzer Hara manifests itself in each person according to his nature. One person may suddenly feel a powerful desire to learn chassidus, yet it is from the Yetzer Hara who is trying to prevent him from davening at length or similar. The Rebbe Maharash then instructed, "Take this as a general rule and remember it always. Anything that actually leads to active avoda, changing the midos, and is met up with opposition, even the most noble, it is coming from the Yetzer Hara." The Rebbe Rashab concluded, "Until then, I had not known that there can be a Fruma Yetzer Hara, let alone a Chassidisha Yetzer Hara." The tzaddik Reb Nochum of Chernobyl lived in great poverty. Once a chassid brought him a gift of 300 rubles, and the gabbai, who also oversaw the needs of the home, was glad that the large debts they had accumulated would finally be paid up. When this chassid left Reb Nochum's room, tens of other chassidim had their turn until they stopped to daven Maariv. After Maariv, the tzaddik closed himself in his room for a while, and then opened the door and asked for one of the chassidim who had been in yechidus earlier. After the chassid left, the tzaddik continued seeing chassidim late into the night. After the chassidim left, the gabbai entered the Rebbe's room to request some money, having already made a listing of the amount he would pay each creditor. Reb Nochum opened the drawer where he kept the money he was given for personal use, and the gabbai was surprised to see only a few silver and copper coins, but no sign of the 300 rubles. The tzaddik told him to take all the coins, a total of 100 rubles, but the gabbai remained rooted to his place, downcast, but unable to speak up. The tzaddik asked him why he looked so sad, if after all Hashem had sent the money. The gabbai, no longer able to contain himself, asked about the 300 rubles, to which the Rebbe replied, "When I received the money, I wondered why I had merited such a sum. So when one of the chassidim told me about his lack of funds for tuition, rent, and his daughter's wedding, it dawned on me that Hashem has given me the special source of supporting this yid. In fact, the amount of chassid needed totaled the exact amount that I had received. However, upon deciding to give the 300 rubles to this chassid, another thought came to my mind. Why give so much to one person when it can be divided between six families? Faced with the dilemma of these two options, I closed myself in my room. After thinking it through, I came to the conclusion that the second idea, to divide the money among a number of families, was not coming from the Yetzer Tov, for then it would have entered my mind immediately. However, only once I had thought of the mitzvah did this thought come along to trick me. Reb Nochum concluded, I fulfilled the advice of the Yetzer Tov and gave the chassid the entire 300 rubles. The Friedrich Rebbe added, from this we see how important is discernment, always knowing from where a thought is coming. This discernment can only be acquired through Avodah. The Rebbe applied this concept. If when one begins to learn, he suddenly has the thought to go spread Yiddishkeit, or the reverse, he should know that it is coming from the Yetzer Hara. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei that one should wage war against the Yetzer Hara using clever strategies. The Sefer Charedim records this as a mitzvah medivrei Kabbalah, an obligation derived from Nach. The Gemara says that one should always use cleverness regarding the way he fears Hashem. Rashi explains that one should use all kinds of sly tactics to achieve fear of Hashem. The Medrash relates what David HaMelech said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, every morning upon awakening, I would plan aloud, today I will visit some place or someone's home. Then I would lead my feet to the Beis Medrash, thereby tricking the Yetzer Hara and not allowing him to distract me. The Tzaddik, Rabbi Naftali of Rapshitz, was known for his wit and cleverness. His Rebbe, the Holy Choyze of Lublin, challenged him, isn't it written in Torah that one should be simple and straightforward, tamim, in his service to Hashem? The Talmud replied, to reach the level of Tmimus, one must first have wisdom, as the Chachamim have said that one should be clever in Yirah Shamayim. The Friedrich Rebbe said that with the cleverness of Torah, and especially Chassidus, one can counter the slyness of the Yetzer Hara. Towards the end of one of his personal fasts, the Tzaddik Reb David of Lelev was out on the road and felt an extreme thirst. Suddenly, noticing a spring of cool bubbling water, his thirst intensified to the point that he was about to break his fast and drink. He stood still for a moment to consider the matter, and found strength within himself to overcome his burning thirst. Continuing on his way, he felt a great rush of joy, for he had succeeded in squashing his Yetzer Hara. However, a moment later, he said to himself, this joy is not coming from the Yetzer Tov, but from the Yetzer Hara, who is trying to get me to be filled with pride. To avoid falling into the trap, Reb David returned to the spring and drank his fill. The tzaddik, Reb Yitzchak of Varki, once awoke in middle of the night and felt a desire to take a sniff of tobacco. While in bed, he was unable to reach the tobacco box and debated with himself whether to get up for it or not. If he would rise to get it, he would be giving the Yetzer Hara the opportunity of being able to convince him to fulfill his desires. Yet, if he would not get out of bed, he would still be giving in to his Yetzer Hara by practicing laziness, a trait he might apply when serving Hashem. After weighing this in his mind, he decided, I will get up and get the box, but I will not fulfill my desire to smell it. A young chassid of the Mittler Rebbe came to have yechidus and asked for advice on how to rid himself of his feeling of self-importance, hargoshas hayesh. The Mittler Rebbe began advising him by relating the following. When Kedusha and Sitra Achra, its opposing force, were created, they asked Hashem to define their job in this world. Hashem told Kedusha that he was to reveal the truth, that Hashem is the creator of the world, and all creations must fulfill his commands. The opposing force was instructed to tell the opposite, that there is no ruler, and everyone can do what they want. Why would people listen to such lies? Sitra Achra queried. But Hashem assured him that he would be listened to as much as the force of Kedusha is. When he received his name and guise, Nachash HaKadmoini, he again objected, for such a title is enough to scare anyone. However, Hashem reassured him that all would be right. Indeed, Adam and Chava listened to the snake and sinned. Yet once they regretted their Aveda, and Adam fasted a great deal as a kapara, the Sitra Achra returned to Hashem and complained that now no one would listen to him. So Hashem changed his name to Melech HaMoves. When Avraham Avinu taught about Hashem, his guise had to be changed to Satan, which he used until Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu revealed that there is no force other than Hashem. His name then was changed to Yesh, ego, and he used this to fill the yeshivas and great Torah learners with strong arrogance and succeeding in great measure. Then came the Baal Shem Tov, who taught Chassidus and revealed that the only true existence, the only true Yesh, is Hashem, and everything else is essentially non-existent. The Sitra Achra came crying and begged to be removed from the world, for now no one would listen to him. Don't worry, Hashem consoled him and gave him the title Hargoshas Hayesh, feeling of self, as a way to trap the people. The Mittel Rebbe concluded, now do you know from whom you must be cautious? Chase him out. This is vital for your neshama.